are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, whole world. This is Ilona Europa, Accent On. Every Monday is beautiful today. This day is just so, so amazing. I'm sure everywhere soon the sun will be shining and sun is not going down in LA. Right now, probably will take us a little bit to wait for that. But anyway, this is one of those days that I feel very, very confused. I have two different topics ready for today, and I am alone in a studio. Hopefully, we'll be waiting for one phone call from Harry Frank Towers from New York. And he is, like I said, one of the bestest in the business. This will be our second interview with Harry. He is a dance music promoter, radio dance music promoter, Did Promotions. Artists can sing, artists can compose, we can tour, but we'll be never heard if radio will not play songs. Then what can I say? It's really, really tough if we do not have somebody to promote the stuff for us. Anyway, hopefully I will get in a second connected with New York, but for right now, we have a beautiful, beautiful song who will probably bring our great energy up. It's called Raise Up, Georgie Porgy. Orchestra radio mix. Then I'm hoping to find out more about the song, but first we need to dance with Georgie Porgy. Okay, raise it up. Okay. Yes.
We'll be right back.
Okay. I was feeling a little bit down today. Like I mentioned, I was a little confused because I know the first 30 minutes will be all about happy dance music, and I will be having my wonderful friend, Harry Frank Towers from Deed Promotions with us, which you are on the line. Hi, Harry.
Hey, Ilona. Hi, everybody. What's going on, baby?
You know, in a way, I'm so happy. I just pushed the button and start playing a Georgie Porgy Orchestra Raise Up, you know, song. But this is like so hard. I wasn't expecting in a cool way that we'll be dancing like start from the 6 p.m. in L.A. Hi, but in New York is a little bit later, yes?
Yes, it's 9 o'clock in New York, and it's so funny because the last time that we did this, I called 3 hours early.
What did you do right now? Tell us, what did you do right now, Harry?
Well, you know what?
What you were doing? That's okay.
I just finished eating dinner, and we had Dancing with the Stars on, and I was getting ready to start cleaning up, and then all of a sudden,
oh my God,
it's 9 o'clock.
You know what? That's how time goes, you know, when you have little things to do around the house. I always found out when I do cleaning, packing, unpacking, and shopping, I hate that because then you wake up, you know, look around, it's 2 hours later. But doesn't matter. Hello, everybody. Hello, LA again. Hello, New York. Hello, whole world. This is LA Talk Radio and Accent On with Ilona Europa and Harry Frank Towers from Deed Promotions, New York. And we are talking to the one of the hottest really radio dance promoter, dance genre music promoter, and Harry. What can I say? Like I was mentioning, you were not listening 2 minutes ago before I start playing, that, yeah, singers can write, singers can compose, we can tour, we can do everything. But if radio doesn't play, you know, not so many people can really hear and enjoy the dance music or any genre of music. And you are the one of the good people, don't want to say the old group of people who really knows what you are doing for so many years. But fact is that you are living, breathing this genre. Yes, you love dance music.
Yes. I think I was born dancing. I mean, from when I was a little boy, I was always dancing, and I loved the music, and I always felt that it's not even you don't even think about it. It's like some people say it's the calling of the drums, and when the music's playing, I just can't help but move, you know? So I was dancing first before I even knew that there was such a thing as dance music. I just danced to the music and was very fortunate to grow up here in New York City at a time when the disco explosion thing was happening, and it was coming right from here. So I had a lot of wonderful experiences and got a chance to see a lot of things that at the time you don't know it's history, but later on you realize how fortunate you were, you know?
You know, we are saying, okay, history, 70s history, 80s history, 90s, but whenever I drive in my car and I'm switching channel to channel, all the songs are coming back. And, you know, the bestest one, the unusual one, the coolest one, we all love. And my child, who is right now almost 20, Natasha Mira, who is also a singer, she knows songs from 70s. Sometimes I'm asking her, how do you know that? Where are you listening to this? Oh, mommy, you know, I'm listening to the radio. I'm just switching channel. You know, young people, they don't forget. And our job and your job, of course, because you have your own radio shows and own charts, and we'll be little bit talking about this. You are making us, you make us used to listening everything what then was really good and still today is hot. Also hot. How does this work? What is about music, dance music, that keeps people together?
You know, I'll tell you, the dance music is one of the only genres of music that has a purpose. There's a reason for it, and you need it to do something specific, which is dance. And people, when they're going to go out dancing, it's a community. It's people, you know, they do it in groups. It's large groups of people coming together to celebrate. And it's not even just going out to a nightclub to go dancing. When family gets together, many times they'll be dancing in their living rooms. Any kind of a celebration, you know, every weddings, communions, bar mitzvahs, block parties that we have here in New York. I'm not sure if they have them all over the country, but, you know, they will close down an entire city street here in New York. A DJ will play, and everybody will be dancing in the street.
I love it.
And they'll be 8 years old, or they'll be 80 years old, and they're all dancing to the same songs, and they know the same songs because these songs have a purpose. You know, they have a reason to be, and that reason is to celebrate, to make people happy, to make people dance, and to bring people together.
Tell me, when it comes to, you are right, bringing people together, and doesn't matter if you are from another country, when it happens that you are in New York, whatever, whoever you are, we know the same songs. When I was in Europe, again, with my daughter not long ago, we were shopping in the malls, you know, she was looking with this big eyes, saying, Mommy, you know, they are all the same song that I'm listening to in America, but also there were European hits, you know, European dance music, because a lot of dance music is played in Europe, in stores, you know, and they're hot, you know, they're hot. They include everything what is in America, but also the European styles. Is it simpler or maybe easier, maybe straight to the point, or just makes you happy, happy, happy? And I read somewhere right now in a newspaper that remixes, the long remixes right now are getting shorter. That, you know, like in 70s, yes. 80s, people were dancing to the songs, like almost radio cuts, you know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And, you know, and now we were using like sometimes 6 minutes, even remixers, that, you know, to get people dancing. Sometimes took 1 minute, 1 minute to just, you know, get into the song and make people just going crazy. Is this the truth, you think, the shorter and...
Yeah.
Okay, do you like that?
Yeah, it is true, it is true. Before we had a DJ culture, before, you know, you didn't even have mixers like that. You didn't even have the complicated, sophisticated mixers that we have today.
Yes.
You know, the DJs were bringing in, the very first DJs had two completely separate sound systems, but they were identical, so that they could have the same kind of sound coming out of both sets of speakers. And then eventually, you know, people started putting together, making mixers themselves, so that this way they could splice the records together. The thing was is that because of the fact that we didn't have a DJ culture, those records were 3-4 minutes long. They weren't very long. They were really made to play on the radio, and the DJs had to be very creative. They had to be very talented in order to mix the records together. Once the DJ culture started happening and the record companies became aware of it, then they started making the records longer and trying to make them what is called DJ-friendly, which really only means that it's got beats without bass lines and singing in the beginning and in the end, so the DJs can overlay one song on top of another without the audience realizing that he's changing the tune or she's changing the tune, if they're good.
Yeah.
But it just made it very, very, very easy for the DJs to do this. And for a while, it became almost impossible to break a song that was not formatted that way. But recently, because the record companies aren't making the kind of money they were making before, so they're not spending as much money on bringing in as many remixers to do these, you know, big sophisticated remixes, and they're still getting the airplay because, you know, the radio stations are playing so much dance music now. They're coming out with these songs that are maybe 4 minutes long, but what they're doing is they're putting the beats in the beginning, the beats in the end, and the DJs have to be a little quicker and a little bit more innovative, but it can be done. And, you know, the money you save in that you can put into a better video or maybe tour support. So, you know, when there's less money to be thrown around, you have to get more creative, and the DJs now have to be more creative as well.
That's the truth, you know. And I like that because I think you can dance to many different styles of music. You also can change the tempo. I remember not long ago also I had a few songs that were introduced by you to dance radio, and I was having pleasure to sing live my songs. But the biggest problem I had always with DJs, because they didn't like that some of my songs were changing a little bit. They were slowing down in the middle. And I understood that DJs are afraid of losing people, you know, when they are on the floor and everybody has a good time. And then from nowhere you have singer with some unusual song and just people can maybe stop dancing. Then I am coming back what you said in the beginning, that the geniusness of DJs, It's just on the top of the world sometimes because they keep people dancing. They make the great mix, you know. And I'm going with these thoughts to your own radio mix and One Nation Under the Groove, a great mix of charts, you know. Tell me a little bit more about that because you have something I think you are very proud of. And how many years you have your own charts?
Well, many years. Before I even started working for a record company and doing promotion, I used to write for a magazine called Dance Music Report. I was doing music reviews for it. And eventually Dance Music Report became the Dance Music Authority. And when it was the Dance Music Authority, at one point they asked me to take over the mix show chart. So when we first started doing the mix show chart there, it was, the Dance Music Authority, the DMA mix show chart, and it was made up of actual playlists of mix show jocks from around the country. Mm. We didn't doctor it. We didn't ask them to, I shouldn't say charts, I should say playlists. We didn't ask them to put together a chart of their 20 favorite songs, which at that time a lot of people were doing. We asked them to give us a playlist of exactly what they played. If they played 10 songs, they played 10. If they played 13, they played 13. Whatever it was, I wanted to know exactly what they played, and we gave every play, every spin a point, and we put together a chart. We tried to make it as honest as possible. Now, of course, we're not going to get every last playlist from every last DJ in the country, but we're trying to be as accurate as possible. When DMA magazine closed down, I had to think at that point, do I want to continue making this chart, or do I want to just let it go? And I felt it was the only chart like that in the country. They were using it as the official mix show chart for the Global Dance Tracks chart that was coming out of Germany. And I felt that I didn't want the U.S. to not be represented.
Crazy.
So I continued doing it. But I changed the name to the One Nation Under Groove chart because we were throwing showcases with that same tagline. And it was just something that I thought about from when I went to the very first nightclub I went to. I had gone to a couple places here on Staten Island, but Staten Island is very, it was very segregated. And everything was very segregated about Staten Island. When I went to the very first nightclub in Manhattan, and I was looking out on that dance floor, and I saw black people, white people, gay people, straight people, Chinese people. You had every religion. You had everybody was on one floor. They were all dancing to the same music, and they were smiling, enjoying each other's company, and sharing an experience. When you share an experience with somebody, you can't hate them the next day. You now also have a bridge to bring your cultures together. And a song came out a couple of years later by a group called Funkadelic, and it was called One Nation Under a Groove, Getting Down Just for the Funk of It. And I thought that was such a great tagline, and I've always held on to it, so I decided to use it later on for my showcases and for the mix show chart, because in the end, we are one nation under one groove, and I'm just trying to bring that sense of community in everything that I do.
Oh, Harry, you are so, so sweet and so romantic, and that's why we love you, because not only you have great taste in music, you really can make people dance, and you understand very, very clearly. Yeah, when people have a good time and they want to have a good time and music is part of it, we love this time and we love memories of these moments, and that's only what dance music can do it to so many people in one moment. Then I think for few years we had a real issue with dance music. I think like beginning of 2000 they were not so pleasant for dance music. We had less and less dance music radio station playing music, right? The dance music.
Yes, we started losing dance stations across the country around that time. But I'll tell you something really crazy though. You mentioned that time in particular when we were losing dance stations. When we had the attack here in New York on September 11th, we had no music on the radio here for a few weeks. People didn't want to hear music, and there was a lot of people were hurt, and they were calling the radio stations, and they were trying to, get all their feelings out. So many people had passed away. You couldn't get around Staten Island without, it would take you an hour to do something that took you 20 minutes because of all the funeral processions, because where I live specifically, so many people had passed away. So I didn't go to work for maybe 3 or 4 days. And then when I finally went back to work, they had closed all the bridges down, and on Staten Island, you need a bridge. You have to take a bridge to get back, no matter what. And my office was in New Jersey. So, you know, they were checking all the cars. And so now this half-hour trip to my office in New Jersey took 4 hours. Hmm. It was just impossible. So the second day that I went back to work, they started playing music on the radio, and I was in New Jersey Turnpike, and it was like a parking lot. All the cars were stopped. Nobody was moving, but the weather was beautiful. We all had our windows open. You could see the smoke coming out of the World Trade Center from the New Jersey Turnpike, so you couldn't get away from that feeling of sadness. And when they first started playing music on the radio, I had on the radio station here in New York that was a dance station. And they started with the Mariah Carey ballad, Hero, because that was the first song that people said they wanted to hear. The second song they played was Free by Ultranate.
Wow.
A dance record, a house record.
Wow.
And when that song came on, it was beautiful, so I had the windows open. I turned on the radio really loud. The car next to me, oh, my God, what station are you listening to? I told them. They put it on. People got out of their cars, and people were crying on New Jersey Turnpike while Ultranate was singing You're Free to Do What You Want to Do. And it was almost like that song, for us New Yorkers, it reclaimed our freedom. It told us that nothing was going to stop us, nothing. That we could move forward, and we could be ourselves again, and we could be happy, and we could celebrate again, and we had to put this behind us, and we just had to keep going. And that's the beauty of dance music that people don't even realize. People use it to celebrate, but it can inspire you as well.
Absolutely.
And it can bring people together like nothing else ever did.
What a power. I know you say, I have one more song that you would like me to play today. This is a new song, So Close to Me. Can you tell us a little bit, why did you choose this one for today?
Yes. Well, I mean, for a couple of reasons. One is the artist is Christine W. She's one of the greatest dance artists ever, and I'm so proud to be able to work with somebody that's so talented and so wonderful. But the other reason is that, you know, you and I, you know, you're 3,000 miles away, and I love you so very much. And I just always feel so close to you, even though I don't get a chance to see you all the time. And I feel that way about so many people that I really love, and I don't get a chance to see them. You know, this is a big country, and we have a lot of wonderful people that we get a chance to work with and to spend time with. And, you know, to all my friends out in Los Angeles, and especially you, Ilona,
thank you so much.
You're all so close to me.
Thank you so much, and the same to you. I know that people love to dance. I know that people love to listen to new great artists. We'll be playing Christine in a second. Also, you'll be probably happy to hear that right after another conversation, a little more serious with lawyer who will be calling soon. I'll be playing Natasha Mira's song, who in first week got to almost 150,000 listens on SoundCloud. It's a really, really great song called Chasing Fire. And she's already getting ready to send you another song that obviously you will be promoting. And also I will be trying to play my great student that I was raising her, I think, from age of 7 and developing her vocals. And she will be singing Come On Johnny. This is her new song, Madeleine Ajac. She will be singing also the song. What I'm saying, I'm trying to do my best to just bring new blood to dance music. And I will be handing all these talents into your hands, because I know they are very safe there. And you have great taste, and you will do the best job for them. Then I cannot wait for you probably in 2-3 weeks. To listen to, you know, the new songs that my girls are singing. I will play right now, and hope we'll have a little bit, maybe 1 minute, to say goodbye to each other. But right now, So Close to Me, Christine W. Oh, so close, so close to me. Oh, my gosh. I hope a whole world was dancing. Harry, Frank Towers.
I was dancing here.
I was also. My whole head, I have a little pain in my neck, but I was moving anyway. Love it, love it. Oh, what a great tune. Again, we love you. I know you'll be calling us from time to time because we need more dance music in LA Talk Radio and for sure an Accent On with Ilona Europa. And I love you so much. Thank you for sharing beautiful stories. And if we want to find you or somebody, new artist would like to somehow get in touch with you, what would be the best way?
Yeah, the best way would be to find me on Facebook, Harry Frank Towers or Deet Promotions, which is DEET. And you can always message me there, and, you know, I'll get right back to you, and let's spread the love.
Ah, thank you so much. And, of course, everybody can go to my page on Facebook, Accent On. We can direct you straight to Harry Frank Towers and Deet Promotions. Also on LA Talk Radio, we have our own page and on iTunes and on Stitchers and. We love you, Harry. Let's keep
love
dancing.
You more, baby.
Now you can go and eat or drink the good coffee and kiss to everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great. Oh, my gosh. I can say that this is one of the coolest things ever. I don't know what to say. I love dance music. I am from Europe. And when I came to America, I had this dilemma. I wasn't the youngest chick. And we had a lot of Britney's beautiful type of girls singing and young NSYNC boys and Backstreet Boys. And my English was much worse than today. And I was okay doing in my own country, in Europe and in Poland, touring, singing, recording. But I knew I had a dream to start singing in America, but boy, that wasn't easy because of my language skills. But first and foremost, I didn't feel like I can compete. I knew I cannot compete with pop genre in America. Now, even till this day, I'm still worried to really put something on a really real radio with a real pop. But the dance is something that was in my blood. You know, everybody in Europe loves dance music. Then I felt like, hey, I have a shot. And God thank you, my road somehow crossed with Deet Promotions and Harry Frank Towers. And he was the one who just took a Live Forever song, the one of the first songs that I put on the radio. And we got to the high Billboard charts. The global Billboard charts, then I really, really am very, very, I'm loving this man. You know, he did amazing job for me. I was a known person. I was nobody. But he still made me play on the radio and somehow DJs fell in love with the song. Anyway, I know that in a moment we'll be having probably more serious conversation. I'm waiting for another phone call. But I think I mentioned something that I will be having another song played today by really, really cute girl. Her name is Madeleine Jacques. I know she will be in the studio here live. We'll be talking a little bit more. She co-wrote the song and with Natasha Mira. I also was a part of writing. But anyway, fact is that this is a hot song. Really, come on, Johnny. She did amazing job in the studio, and I cannot wait for everybody to just listen, even little short part of the song. Then let's do it. Come on, Johnny. Okay. Maddy, this is for you. I love you. Yeah. come on. Come over, Johnny. Okay, Madeleine Jacques. Today, first time premiere on Accent On, LA Talk Radio. I hope everybody will just fall in love with the song. And this is something very important for this beautiful girl. She will be here soon, live, and we'll be talking a little bit more about idea for the song and what she's doing right now, what is her dream, and hopefully I will just give the song into Harry's hands and we'll see if, you know, people will start liking and dancing to it. I think it's a really cool tune. Also, we are getting ready to do duo with Natasha Mira and Madeleine. We'll see how this version will play out, but I think there will be a really, really cool song. The girls are gorgeous, young, they love dance music, and, you know, I need to say also that Jerry Jones arranged the song and he produced the song. I think it's very, very hot. Anyway, I love everything what is about today happen. Why? In a way, I'm waiting still for a phone call, and this is supposed to be a very serious conversation, but we have an issue somehow. I don't know what's happened. And then maybe today we'll be not talking serious stuff. Seems like maybe we'll be listening to a lot of music, and I liked it too. You know, I always think this is my own radio show. I have my own taste in music. I talk to a lot of artists. Everybody says, you talk so little about yourself. And that's true. It seems like Accent On is something so important to me, and I think that I can bring interesting people to this radio, but also I would like people to know a little bit about me. What can I say? My days are pretty unusual. Yeah, Monday is the most cool day of my life because I have my guest and I'm getting ready on Sunday for the show, and I know that it will be a very exciting day for me at night, and, you know, I'm coming back around 8 at night and I'm all, you know, wired up because guests are really hot and they have own things going on, and sometimes I'm a little bit jealous, sometimes I'm very excited, sometimes I'm little sad. But, you know, today is one of those days that I think we'll be just playing dance music. And of course, people know Ilona Europa loves dance music. I have some songs that I would like to share with people, you know, once a while on Mondays on my own radio station. But I need to give people, younger people also, place on this radio station and let them, you know, sing their hearts out. The next song is something that I know I played like last week, and it's Chasing Fire. It's by Natasha Mira and Patrick Reza. Okay, let's play this music. It's a really hot song. We'll be right back. What a hot song. This producer is somebody else. He's a young gentleman, barely 20-something, and dubstep is one of the hottest genres of dance music. He's creating his own sounds, and I'm telling you, he's going on the street and picks up unusual objects and brings to the studio and just does the sound and plays backwards and just has this amazing energy about his him and his production. Patrick Reza, please, people, go on the Facebook, look in a SoundCloud and Chasing Fire. This is the song that Natasha Mira, my daughter, and Patrick Reza just wrote together, and I don't know what to say. I'm really proud, mama, because people are listening. I'm saying it's like hundreds of thousands of people in last few days listen to the song, and I'm sure, you know, the song will be doing better and better. And all these artists, the young artists, that's what they do. That's what they dream about. And it's tougher and tougher in the music business. Why? Because less and less people really cares about young people. Seems like everybody has talent, everybody has hobby, everybody can put a studio together in home, everybody thinks they can produce or sing, just do demos. But like I say, that's a very, very good way of spending time and dream and get you out of trouble, like, you know, street trouble and drugs trouble, or stuff like that, or just dream. But when you decide to be a pro singer, pro musician, takes so much time, money, and, you know, effort, and friendships, and heartbreaks, and heartaches, and, you know, it's just hours and hours, so many hours. And I know these young, big, wonderful dreamers, you know, they dream for the music to be heard, you know, and to be heard, we need Harry Towers Juniors, like Harry Towers Juniors. Yeah, we need two, but Harry Frank Towers and Deed Promotion, you know, we need a radio promoters who are not afraid to reach out to the young people and say, okay, I know Clear Channel is sending us a lot of wonderful artists who are the big one, and we will be playing them always, but take a chance on the young people, and just again, God, thank you for internet, because I know that 100,000, 150,000, you know, listens on SoundCloud, this didn't came because of radio promotion. This came because young people are searching, looking, enjoying, they love what they hear, and they just spreading the words, you know, around. And I don't know, I'm so loving music overall. I'm loving to teach. I'm having my own school, coaching school. I'm having so much fun to just get the young dreamers and young singers from age, sometimes eight, to dream to become the great singers. I had already Kira, like 2 weeks ago, I think, we played two of her songs. It's Not Your Fault and Sorry. The girl is barely 11. And what an amazing girl. She will be back. We are working on a whole album for her. She already has people you know, wanting to, you know, help her to get further. She's very young, but you know what? I don't know where is the right time to start career. We will be ready when the right time will happen. Then to next week, we'll be having big, big, big guest. We'll be having Kimberly Luck. You know, she is American Idol second runner-up, I think, a few years ago. She's a really beautiful, wonderful lady, first and foremost, an amazing voice. We'll be hearing and listening to her singing and listening also to certain things that are very important in her life. I do not want to just talk about this today, but next Monday we'll be having the big star with us on the radio, and we'll be enjoying everything what she's saying. And I know she'll be giving some pointers to the young singers also, how to be ready when real opportunity strikes, like American Idol. And just if happens that you are second, you know, to the first, you know, what happened then? And we also will be having beautiful girl who is also, I think, not even 12 years old. Her name is Shitanya, and I don't know what to say. I have really great girls on my hands right now. And adding Madeline, adding Natasha, Amira, and still looking for more and more great girls that I can produce and write for and just, you know, have fun to help them to get further. This is something that Ilona Europa loves to do. Then please, if somebody feels like they would like to get some help from me, again, I have great education. I have great, you know, ways of training young people and producing great stuff for them. I'm there to help. Then I think we have like 2 more minutes before we need to say bye to each other. Maybe I will just play something else. This hour went so fast because we had dance music and we know it, high energy, and we forgot about troubles. Then let's play something else before I will say bye-bye. I love you, people. Thank you for dancing with us, and hopefully we'll make you feel better. Until next Monday.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day.
Ilona Europa, easy come, easy go. I believe I tried to
understand you this time again. Anyway.
Listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.